Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. There are high hopes in New England after the team made a big splash in free agency back in March, signed the likes of tight end Jonnu Smith and wide receiver Nelson Agholor to bolster the offense. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton is staying active before training camp begins at the end of this month by posting an Instagram video of a workout with the aforementioned Smith and receiver Jacoby Myers. Cam wrote on Instagram, quote, "Work in silence." Myers led the Patriots in catches and receiving yards last season, while Smith is in his first year in New England after spending his first four seasons in Tennessee. Staying in the AFC East now, the Dolphins' Mike Gesicki will be entering his fourth year in the league, and the Miami Herald is reporting that there is nothing percolating between the tight end and the team on a contract extension. The Eagles are coming off a disappointing 2020 season in which they finished 4-11-1, poor record costing former head coach Doug Peterson his job, and saw the franchise trade quarterback Carson Wentz to Indy. Philly hopes to bounce back this year and challenge for the division crown. An offensive lineman, Lane Johnson, during an appearance on SiriusXM NFL Radio, said he's hungry to get back to winning games.
Well, I think with what we have, you know, it's easy to find motivation. You know, 4-11-1, whatever, 4-12, whatever we were last year is not acceptable. So, you know, we're going to come out swinging. Expectations are low. You know, not expected to do much. So I feel like it's a lot easier to play when you have that card in your hand. So that's where we're at. And really, I think that's for a lot of teams in the NFC East. So here we come.
The NFL is fining the Washington Football Team $10 million as a result of the league's investigation into the team's culture. Based on the workplace review, Commissioner Roger Goodell concluding that for many years, the workplace environment at the Washington Football Team, both generally and particularly for women, was highly unprofessional. Bullying and intimidation frequently took place, and many described the culture as one of fear, and numerous female employees reported having experienced sexual harassment and a general lack of respect in the workplace. Elsewhere, the 49ers announcing that they will sport their 94 unis as part of the throwback series. Those 94 uniforms were actually a throwback themselves, celebrating the league's 75th anniversary that season. San Francisco is actually celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. And make sure for all analysis on all the storylines heading into training camp 2021, download the Move the Sticks podcast with Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah. A brand new episode is available today. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.